That's how he negotiates his contracts. He's like, how many baby mamas is this going to pay for?
He's like, dude, fart?
Farts?
Do congressmen fart? Imagine someone cuts pee-pee skin off of your pee-pee. He smokes a dirty, black and mild, not even wine, bro. And he puts it out and relights it like a fucking neighbor.
Actually, it's a couple weeks ago.
We're not recording yet.
Oh, okay.
I know.
But, you know, I made the switch and I'm not going back.
Once you go black.
You never go back.
It's a big transition for your life when you're just going to be comfortable all the time.
Hell yeah, dude. Because, like, you know, it's lounge wear. It's like...
It's not. It's actually athletic wear for when you're training.
All right, listen. I ain't training for shit. I'm training for...
Why are you wearing tracksuit?
Because I like to squat and drink beer and smoke cigarettes.
So you're a Gopnik?
Yeah, now I am a Gopnik now.
Hell yeah.
Well, you know my grandfather is a Polak, so...
True. You're like half there.
Yeah, I can be a Gopnik.
I mean,
or in England, Denzel, a roadman.
That's what they call him there.
Roadman. Yeah.
Interesting. Except, how do you know this?
Like I said, I'm obsessed with like English swearing. Like I really think it's miles ahead of Americans. I know it's the same language, but
did Denzel get back to us on that?
He has not listened to the episode yet. He said he usually does on Tuesdays.
Yet.
Cinema Show, where we talk about movies with your host, Scott Lizard Abrams.
Gabby Good to his mother, Tashada.
Coomer.
Oh. Marshall Tracksuit Senpai.
Coomer.
Wumpkin Steve.
And also, it's Marmar. Yeah. It'll never cease to be Marmar.
Unless the Supreme Retarded People's Court overturns the ruling against
you. Which is very, very rare.
I just countersuit, Marshall.
Or yeah. I just wait like a week for like me to have Retarded People's Court on Scott.
For what?
And win.
Welcome to bring
for something
retarded,
that you do. I don't know.
You'd have to file a countersuit.
I've got a gavel right there.
Don't think he won't use it.
Don't think we don't have to.
That's a sack full of pennies, Scott. Stop lying.
It all works the same.
Crossing guards piss me the fuck off.
And why do they always look so fucking weird?
Yeah, how about the fact that you're an old man and you're doing this for a living? Yeah. Get a fucking life.
If that's the job you can get, then
you
that's
stink.
Where your problems begin.
Yeah. Scott, you do understand, like, they're not really getting paid.
Yeah, those are volunteers.
Fucking faggots, then. It's even worse.
Losers.
Yeah. Right.
What's your beef with them, though?
It's like, okay, so I'm commuting to work.
This fucking little asshole has to cross the street to go to
fucking
school.
It's not a little asshole. They're all adult-looking black children, which like, are, like, you know, like in high school.
13-year-olds.
Yeah. 14. Yeah.
Adult-looking, like 14-year-olds.
I'm picturing, like, a Crispus
axe. My point, though, is
looking
it's when I'm commuting is when high school is about to go in session, not like elementary school. These aren't little kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm picturing, like, Emmett Till, Crispus Attucks.
Crispus Attucks.
Who was the guy?
A very vivid mental picture.
It's all those like really skinny black kids you went to school with that like had six packs for no reason. Like they never worked out a day in their life. And just, like,
they were
ripped.
So skinny they had Audi belly buttons.
Yeah, dude. Yo, that is a thing.
I've seen it.
Is it possible for a fat person to have an Audi? No, I don't think so.
I don't think so. Yeah, you have to be a very, very botched, you know, what are they called?
Umbilical cord.
Yeah.
That can happen.
Even still, though, I feel like when you get fat, your belly button is always an innie.
I think Cherry's sister has a, like, it's like half innie, half outie because hers was really botched.
Ew.
Yeah.
Was it that
disgusting.
Bad?
I've never seen it, but she said it's
like a little
horrific.
All right.
It's not horrific,
not
but
to
it looks
sound,
weird.
Not to be graphic, does it look like there's like an extra clip?
I just said I didn't.
How closely are you looking at his girlfriend's sister's fucking belly button?
It's called You Never Seen a Girl with, like, you know, her stomach out or like her shirt off.
Not even once.
But like swimming, maybe.
I go to
like,
church on Sundays.
Yeah.
Swimming?
No.
She doesn't swim.
Full.
No crop tops.
Full suit. Yeah. Like a jumpsuit.
Yeah.
Oh, the onesie, dude.
Yeah, like it's the 20s.
You know it. Sorry.
Wait, what did you say? I missed it.
That really devolved off track.
It always does.
What was I even starting? Oh, crossing guards. Well, fuck them.
I'm with you. If you're gonna get a useless job, go be like a greeter at Walmart.
It's not a job.
I think it's a dead job. I was talking about this the other day. Well, we were talking about it with your dad.
They don't do it anymore. Yeah,
we were talking about it with your father-in-law.
Yeah.
Wait, since when? Because I went there and
are they still there?
Yeah, when I was there.
Yeah, that was Beezer.
Wait. Which one though?
It was the one.
Not Brockton.
Definitely not Brockton.
Oh, the one in Brockton. They don't give a fuck about anything.
No, that's a fucking. It's like the Wild West over there.
Absolutely. Hell yeah. It was the one.
Go there on Black Friday. Let's see what happens.
Oh my God! Someone will lose an eye.
Someone's getting
black. Lynched. They don't. You know why they call it Black Friday, don't you?
The lynching I just mentioned.
Yeah.
Crispus Attucks. You got shot on Black Friday.
Did you guys see the new Tesla Cybertruck?
Yeah, dude. Of course. Yeah. Hell yeah.
It's retarded. Pull it out.
It looks like something out of fucking Halo.
Yeah, it really looks like a warthog. It looks like the warthog. Yeah.
It's very squared out.
Not even, bro. It literally looks
Somebody pull it up.
Well, hold on. Well, my phone's downstairs, but it looks like the drawing of a car I would do when I was 5.
Yeah, it's retarded looking.
Like, seriously.
It's
like,
not even expensive either. It's only like $3,800.
Or like
bucks.
When you first understand aerodynamics at like a little kid, like, oh, it cuts through the air. That's what I would
draw.
I
guess it's got some pretty sick self-driving options, though.
So it's a variety of pictures for you there, Don.
Oh, you haven't seen this?
No, I haven't.
Oh, I mean, everybody else has seen it.
I've seen it a million times,
dude. I'm pretty nonplussed.
My favorite meme about this so far is they added it to the Twisted Metal. And they're like, Elon Musk is trying to recreate it. Be careful.
I just saw one that was Cruising USA, like it was the cover artwork for N64.
But with that.
Yeah.
I saw one where, these homies got to chill, and it's like on fucking hydraulics, and it's got fucking, those spinning wheels and shit.
Yeah.
That was a good
one. The rims. Yeah.
The sky rims.
We had to. It's the topic of discussion
for sure.
Like, recently.
Well, hold on. Like, is it an SUV or like, because I've been in
it's like a pickup, because I saw another picture of it where they had like an ATV in the back.
What?
Yeah,
get the fuck out of here. They could fit an
ATV. They're pushing it hard. It's just a little too crazy looking to that. Like, what are you going to compete with? I mean, I'm guessing that you're going to compete with Ford.
The Hummer.
No, I think Ford, because they're
They're the truck. Or Dodge, too. Ram is huge.
No. Do you think the people that are buying Fords and Dodges
are going to suddenly start buying the fucking Elon Musk?
Not only that, the money to buy a Tesla.
Rochefort just bought it with one of these.
Is it supposed to be like, what did you say, $30,000?
He's the fat guy from
$30,000?
Is it $30,000?
No, it's not, bro. It's
$36,000.
That's it?
That's really
for a new car,
much.
That's not
I know, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
Yo, all right, so like,
it might just be starting at that. I don't know, but still.
It's the exoskeleton.
It's not like they're $80,000, though.
The non-mobile edition.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one doesn't have wheels.
And look at it.
Bring your own wheels.
All right, if it's only 36, okay, wow.
Marshall's
that's not
getting
bad.
One.
Yeah, I'm getting one.
Maybe that's why it's so boxy. Maybe that keeps the price down because they're
possible.
Not having all types of molding.
Well, because you didn't have to hire anybody for artistic.
They're like,
bang, bang, bang,
they're like,
bang,
weld this bitch together. Yeah. Let's get it out of here.
Dude, it looks like a Chinese. No, it looks like, but like a Chinese like copy of it. Like, hey, the same thing. it looks the same.
It looks like
that
Russian car from The Simpsons where it drives, it gets like 4 hectares to the gallon or to the, the liter or whatever.
That just reminds me of Homer designs his own car. What Homer wants, Homer gets.
I'm going to need 3 horns because when I'm pissed off, I can't find a horn.
Yeah. That was the special car if you played Simpsons Road Rage. Like, if you play along, you can unlock it.
Yeah, dude. Hit and Run.
That's
Hit and Run was GTA. Road Rage was
Road
Crazy
Rage.
Taxi. Right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna get on a limb, and I think it's better than Crazy Taxi.
Really? Oh, yeah, probably. Crazy Taxi's not that great.
Neither is that.
Well,
but it's better than the game it cloned.
No, I disagree, because Hit and Run, was that ever in the arcade?
No, we're not talking about
Hit and Run's the GTA one.
Oh.
Where it's like, it's The Simpsons, but you don't kill people, and it's GTA.
Yeah. You throw donuts at them.
All right, so the one you were talking about, that wasn't in the arcade.
No.
Crazy Taxi was.
So? That doesn't make a game better.
Yes, it does, dude.
Why?
I don't have to pay any quarters for this one.
Yeah, but like, Crazy Taxi, I felt like there's more shit to do.
No, it's actually a very exactly limited game. It's a little, like a very limited game. Maybe because like
it's got one song in it.
I was gonna say he really likes Offspring. That's why.
They only get the one license.
I actually
song.
Do like that song.
I do too.
But when you hear it every time you're playing this fucking game, it's
crazy
real...
taxi.
All right, the Offspring. That reminds me of one summer when I think I was like 18, 19. There's like a 14-year-old girl. That was obsessed
with me. Here we go.
She was obsessed with me. And I'm not that bad. I'm not that bad. But I remember I... Because,
oh, I know this story, actually. Yeah,
she worked at the flea market that I, you know, sold socks at with my grandmother.
Schlobbing at the time.
I didn't know about that chapter in your life.
Congrats, Schlobbing, on the baby.
The baby, yeah. It's actually kind of cute.
Oh, that's nice. Thank
you, baby.
Whatever. All right, so...
can hardly see its horns.
So what do you call it? I give this girl's like, you know, always coming by my booth and blah blah blah.
I really like your socks.
Yeah. Oh my god.
And my grandma. God, I love those Duff machetes.
We never
Duff's
sold.
The dollar guy.
Yeah,
I know. Dollar Chinese.
Come
guy.
On,
he's
man.
Not far away. But
yeah, you know that Chinese dude used to poop in a, he used to poop in a bucket, and he still
we've
does.
We've been over
we know.
This.
We know.
Okay,
yeah.
My bad. So I gave her like. A bandana. I asked my grandma. I was like, she's like, yeah, okay, just get her away from the booth.
Not making any money.
Masha, well, she's like, oh, she's scaring everyone away.
So, get away, Whitey Randai.
So I give her one.
With pellet gun.
Bro, so my grandmother had these Chinese knockoff Offspring one, like the Ramones.
Dude, we had the Ramones one. It said, Hell ho, let boo. You gave me one. Yeah.
This is the same thing with the Offspring thing. Bro,
it was like of Spring.
It was as if I was like Zelda giving Link an item.
She held it over her head.
She was like, immediately she tied it across her head and she's like, yeah. And she fucking wore that the entire summer, dude.
Oh my god, to be like, Marshall.
Yeah.
Do you think she ever looks back on that time and is like, what the fuck was I thinking?
I know. This junky fucking piece of shit.
Well, he wasn't then.
I know, true.
He wasn't a piece of shit.
Yeah. I'm still a little bit of a piece of shit.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you're hanging out with me. Obviously, we're being pieces of shit.
No, but it was just like one of those funny moments.
Dude, that was a very memorable summer.
That was.
Yeah.
Because I'd take Scott to the flea market, too.
I only went once.
Yeah, because he's a Jew.
It's too expensive for him.
That's what I was talking about. That whole summer
$1
was terrible. That was the time that Gary Voorhees had to jumpstart my car after I got laid with a chick that for the first time. In the behind Target in the park, like where there's now an LA Fitness.
Yeah, they were building it at the
they
time.
Were build, it wasn't even building it. They were like planning on having built it.
The dirt was flattened out.
Yeah.
No, yeah, that's like, why.
Yeah.
We would go down there.
We'd go down there. We'd smoke blunts and stuff at night. I remember we did our Christmas ritual, which we should go get back
dude,
to,
let's do that shit again.
This sounds really sad. Chains? Yeah, what? It's a Christmas ritual that involves like an abandoned like parking lot.
And us just, but anyway, what we did was we were like, we spent $50 to smoke a eighth blunt.
Yeah.
And we bought that like a six pack of like those glass bottle
the
Cokes.
Mexican Cokes, but the baby Cokes.
Yeah, the little ones. And
it's oddly specific, but go ahead.
Oh, dude, it has to be the glass bottle.
It gotta be the baby Cokes.
It because Santa has Claus to, in the bro. Commercials.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
And
point.
The polar bear.
And the polar bear.
The fuck.
That's gonna... what makes it Christmassy.
Yeah.
It was, but that was our gift to each other because I remember I had to like sell things that year to get people Christmas gifts or something.
Dude, I don't take Christmas that serious. I buy. $50 per family member. That's
yeah. It. Well, I have no money at the time. I was like supporting me and my girlfriend, and also like
girlfriend.
I was working at Target too. By the way,
I did. I remember that. Yeah. Do you remember the time that I smoked salvia while I was waiting for you? To
yes,
come out,
I fucking do. And you came back and you were like, dude, like holy shit.
It really felt like an eternity because he's like, hey,
I'll be out in 15 minutes. He showed up 15 minutes before my shift ended.
Yeah.
Like because we were gonna go hang out afterwards.
Well, I was in a rush.
And yeah, he couldn't wait. So he went down, he's like, oh, I'm gonna go smoke a ciggy, and went down to his car, smoked salvia, and it felt like and then when I finally got off, you came back and you were like
10 minutes later.
It was
dude.
Like 10 minutes later, and you were like, oh my god, how long was I there for?
Dude, I felt so bad. I was like, dude, Scott's been waiting here for hours, man. I fucking get up. He goes, dude, it's only been 10 minutes. What the fuck?
Yeah, my shift ended.
And then his gay boss was like, you can leave early, Scott.
It's okay. No, it wasn't even that. It was just like, he loved you, dude.
Oh, Dana?
Yeah, Dana loved you.
Is he still alive?
He has AIDS, but he's living with it.
Yeah.
Well, good guy.
I didn't want to be like, AIDS. Everyone has AIDS.
Yeah, I remember there was this one time where they put up, this was a long time ago, by the way, but I remember there was a sign up. It was like, sexual harassment is not okay in this workplace. And one of the things that it said that could be a sexual harassment was, quote, jokes. And so I said, hey, Dana, like, this was when me and Chobes worked there together, by the way. And we said, hey, Dana, tell us a joke. And he goes, I don't know, like, fucking, like, you know, tell some stupid fag joke. And we go, you just sexually harassed us. You just sexually harassed us. And he goes, shut the fuck up. And he freaked out. Like, because he was like, I can't get fired.
They were threatening his livelihood.
I guess. Yeah, we were just kidding, though.
I mean, that's such a Chobes
joke. Dude, no more butt plugs. No more, you know.
I know. Why the fuck?
Well, it's funny, too, because he actually did sexually harass me.
After
I told you, he smacked my ass with a spatula.
It's not sexual harassment if you like it.
I talked about the show. It was the same time that I talked about the cash office girl that jacked off, or masturbated, rather.
I must not have been there.
You sure?
I remember this.
Yeah, I remember this. Maybe you weren't on that episode. Fine.
Yeah.
You save all the juicy ones for me.
But no, yeah, he smacked me. He used to always smack me in the ass with a spatula.
I thought he was going to say his dick.
And shit like that. Especially, like, after I lost weight, too, he was like, you're so beautiful. And say gross shit like that all the time. Oh. And I was just like, oh, you faggot. Like, I'd say you faggot to him. And he's like, oh, I love it when you
call me that again.
Pretty much, yeah.
Scott's like, are we working together tomorrow?
No, he gave me the fucking choice. He already did before I lost weight. He just gave me whatever shifts I wanted, you know what I mean? Like, I fucking had the run of the place. I was basically, like, the assistant manager because I was so in with him.
He is such a great ass.
True. Yeah, dude. Actually, it's not good. I mean, have you seen it?
I don't look at it, generally.
True, but especially in khakis, are you fucking kidding me? Khakis?
Not flattering. Horrible. Not the most flattering.
No, God, no. Especially with my fucking flat ass.
What are you wearing?
Khakis. Khakis.
Khakis.
Oh, but yeah, no, dude, it was fucking bedlam.
You're a degenerate.
I'm a degenerate? Yes. Yeah, I guess so. You're the one who was considering taking shrooms in this episode, and I talked you out of it.
I'm not going to lie. I was thinking about taking mushrooms.
I wanted to, too, as a gag for the show.
No, but... this is the thing. It sounds funny now, but I do realize it would just be me.
You'd probably be freaking out.
Yeah, it'd be me being like, cheeseburger.
Matt Flathead
style.
Maybe that's what happened to him.
He took shrooms and
he never came back, yeah. Dude.
It's like acid flashbacks. Yeah, it's in his spine. It's in his spine now.
You like Tim Burton? Obviously I do.
Who told us that he used to be a bully?
I heard that actually.
From whom?
I think...
Hey kid. You're in the wrong neighborhood. I'm going to eat your cheeseburgers.
Yeah, no, I heard in elementary school he was something of a bully.
To whom?
It was someone that was older that told us.
Older?
Well, you can't say his name.
I don't remember who said it. I think it was because he was probably about like as smart as like an 11-year-old, but then like he stayed that way. So yeah. Like everyone kind of.
By the way, I've heard people say that's why R. Kelly dates girls in their teens because he's mentally retarded. Like he's illiterate. Do you know he's illiterate? Right?
Yeah. Dude.
In court, he wasn't able to read anything.
It doesn't surprise me.
But
I believe.
But do you want to go back to America with Robert?
To Robert.
No, but yeah. So I've heard that's like a legit theory, like that he's.
I'm
not really
it.
Raping. No, he because really he's is not. Illiterate. He's mentally like that.
So is Mayweather. Mayweather is illiterate.
Yeah.
I've heard that too, yeah.
Because 50 Cent was like, hey, motherfucker, I'll give $3 million, or it was like $2 million if you could read this book out loud.
It was like Cat in the Hat. I've talked about this Jesus before. I definitely bought this
so I forgot about
it. 50 Cent's really the shit, bro. He also bought Ja Rule tickets, but he bought all the
He buys all the front row ones, so his fucking shows are empty. Yeah.
That's my dude.
That's the kind of shit you do with your money.
Dude, he
only spent like $3,000.
You know where where all of his money comes from is vitamin water.
Yes, dude. He
had an endorsement deal with vitamin water.
He
and
fucked them, bro.
Yeah.
Dude, so this
which
is
owned by Coke, if I'm not mistaken.
Vitamin water? Not at that time. Yeah.
Whatever.
So vitamin water is kind of like me, like a new emerging brand. Well, you know, like a new brand. It's not backed by anyone big.
Marshall's got his own brand.
My water's brand. You're being really off brand right now, Marshall.
I know. Right, so whatever. So these people go pretty much like, dude, we gotta have a celebrity.
And they were just like, he was like, yo, nigga.
Nah, 50 Cent ended up going, yo, instead of paying me, give me a percentage of your company.
Oh my god. And then they got bought by Coke. Is
he
that
Shark
what
tanked him.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
He only ended up doing like 3 commercials for them.
I know. And yeah, exactly.
And then he came out a fucking multimillionaire.
But he's in debt now, I think.
No, I think he went bankrupt before he did that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he went bankrupt. Genius then.
You know why?
Well, it took him 9 bullets to figure out.
Nah, he only got so many baby mamas. That's a good way to get them off your back. Like, yo, he's broke. He's bankrupt. True. Meanwhile, he's not. That's how it works.
That's how he negotiates his contracts. He's like, how many baby mamas is this going to pay for?
Now, he ain't paying them
yo,
shit.
Yo, I need at least 15.
Dude, would you have like 1 million kids if you could?
No.
No.
I wouldn't even have 1 kid.
Yeah.
I don't know. If I could.
You want these doomer genes in you?
I know.
Think so.
That's
yeah.
literally
if
what
I
I'm
could,
thinking about.
I would be.
This is what I'm worried about. Go
I would
ahead.
Have 150 kids, bro.
That's just got to be Idiocracy.
Dude, no. We're going to start our own compound, bro, with our own.
I'm willing to. They could be our soldiers.
With your retarded ass genes?
I'll be General Butt Naked.
Butt Naked. No, we're just gonna like
Marshall
live our own
the Admiral
you know
Farcorn.
I mean? We're gonna be like Mormonites, and I'm just gonna like
we'll move down to Mexico with a bunch of fully automatic machine guns,
like
World War One era machine guns, which are legal by the way, and we will move
Not
down there
wieldy,
fight the cartels.
All right, you wouldn't want to.
They're gonna fuck us up. They're way more well equipped.
We're gonna
than
kill
that.
Them, dude.
Nah, the cartels.
It's like
fuck
it's like
them.
Remember that
saying.
Time?
Fuck
shut up.
Up
remember that time we were talking about how
bro,
Marshall would be there would be blood.
Oh yeah,
this is our version of that. We are going down to Mexico. We're striking it rich in the narco.
Hell yeah,
bro, we're gonna fucking run coke. We're
gonna
run fucking
I was
heroin.
Gonna say we're gonna run H, bro. He's been saying that for years.
It's gonna be
hell
fucking
so
sick.
Long.
Dental, you're invited.
Hell yeah.
Bring the whole fam.
Meth lab.
Hell yeah.
Yo, all right, we need women, so we're gonna have to capture women on the way. For more
Fat
kids.
Lindsay.
Right.
We'll grab Chad. Scoop her up.
Yeah, scoop her
ass. Mary, who can steal your sweaters.
Hold on. Yeah. We're going to need a helicopter to lift her.
No, that's Gabe's ex-girlfriend.
Yeah. In the sex swing. It attaches to a helicopter.
She literally, it'll be like the A-team. We're all gearing up to go to Mexico, and she's like, puts her one leg and then the other into the sex swing, and then the helicopter picks her up and takes her.
That's fucking
funny. I'll drive a big fucking 10-ton truck filled with charcoal briquettes.
Hell yeah.
Because that's going to be our fucking commodity after the dollar falls.
Charcoal briquettes.
Hell yeah, dude. It's fuel and it's fucking currency.
Dude, I could have it like Road Warrior with all the kids and shit, you know?
NGL, like, I keep saying this. It's like, I keep purposely stockpiling as much, like, commodities that you need in an emergency situation. No, not yet.
ATF will be coming through the door.
No. I've been like, I literally have like probably 40 pounds of charcoal in the basement. And I think that it might be valuable. It might be. Okay, so probably more like 80 then, because I have like
each bag is like 20 pounds.
Okay, so I have like 5 or 6 bags down there.
That'll be good for when they kill you and they can cremate your body.
Yes, they're gonna gather
for your charcoal.
See, that's why you need 150 sons to defend you.
True,
and be the patriarch.
I've also got a surprising amount of Bic razors.
Yeah. That's like the weirdest. Like, yeah. I
don't
guess,
you think that'd be valuable in the post-apocalypse?
I think it'd be useful, but geez.
I've got.
You're
probably,
overestimating.
I've probably got 15 or 16 packs of cards unopened.
Like playing cards?
Yeah.
If you ever
don't you think that but there's no power? Think about how valuable
we'll be,
that would we'll become.
We'll be clean shaven. We'll be able to play
dude,
poker.
You play too much Fallout, dude.
Yeah.
It'd be food, water, ammo.
Yeah. Don't you think fuel for cooking would be important, though?
Oh, my bad. Fuel.
Yeah, the charcoal. The charcoal.
But fuel, ammo, food, water. What else do you need?
Have you ever watched any of the preppers?
Fat Lindsay.
It's
Fat Lindsay. We need at least one Fat
it's
Lindsay.
All canned,
worst case scenario,
a breeder.
It's
we
all
just eat her.
Canned food.
Hell yeah.
Water, and then you have
dude,
like
be
guns
like jerky,
and ammunition
though,
because
you
guess
got so
what?
Much excess.
That's what makes you food. I
well,
know.
If, no, not even that. You if you it. Have guns and ammunition, you can take anybody else's shit.
Hell yeah, dude.
I know. We're doing. I'm working this. On it. I'm working on it.
Yeah. I'm working, it's on, be called I'm working on it too.
It's gonna be called Cinema Apocalyptia. We're gonna start our own country after the dollar fails. The econopocalypse, as I call it.
I know. I kind of want to call ourselves the Mormonites.
Why?
It's funny.
Dude, the Mormonites just got killed in the cartel war.
Yeah, like...
Did you hear about that?
Yeah, bro. Where you
They're
been?
Related to Mick Romney.
Yeah, he's fucking Mexican. Yeah,
no,
is,
seriously.
Yeah. He legitimately grew up in Mexico.
Yeah. Yeah, but with, like, dude, their communities are super nice.
Yeah, they're like walled. They're like compounds, exactly.
They're compounds.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, they have snipers
Mick,
and shit.
I'm gonna... Mick Romney. Yeah. I'm not even gonna say it. Even
but that's not
the
first run-in with the cartels the Mormons the Mormons have had down there. This,
oh, for sure, dude.
This goes back to the 1880s.
Yeah.
How crazy
yeah, that's
is
the one they started out there,
religious freedom.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
Because no, in the 1880s,
and
that's
dude,
when they that's
not,
when they legalized bigamy in America.
You're a bigamist. You're a...
I am. I guess I only... I mean, I'm really fucking... I'm slacking if that's the case, if I'm a bigamist.
But yeah, you know, like, you don't think it'd be cool to have, like, 12 wives, 100 kids?
What is annoying enough?
Really?
But not if you're, like, the patriarch, you know? You're, like, the man.
I think I need to be cutting people out of my life rather than adding people into my life.
Dude,
but
my
everyone's
mom
related
me a
to
real
you.
Bastard the other day.
I know you
did she Liam hold on.
Bastard.
Yeah, I was just about to say Liam Nielsen.
She didn't Liam Nielsen me, no.
Bastard.
She called me a bastard
in
because I didn't care that she has MRSA. Coincidentally, I said, hey, just so you know, Marshall's mom just had it and she's fine, so chill. And she goes, she's like, yeah, you're probably right. And then she just kept fucking sending me gross pictures of the necrosis and shit. Like, and I'm like, stop fucking sending me shit like that. It's disgusting.
She knows
and
you like zombie movies.
I don't.
Yes, you do.
Way.
You love zombies.
The classics only.
You're a fag.
You saw Zombieland Double Tap, you faggot.
Dude, I kind of want to see that,
see
dude.
The first one.
I'm not going to lie.
It's not good.
No.
Wow. No?
It's not horrible.
I like
but
the first Zombieland.
It's not good. It's okay.
Oh.
It's watchable.
Double Tap just looks like they amplified all the things that weren't good in.
You guys
Zombieland.
Haven't seen
You're
it,
right?
Yeah,
you guys haven't seen.
We said,
it.
We saw the trailer. He said it looks
enough.
Like.
Listen, there's more characters in this one. Okay.
Oh. Also, by the way, trailers reveal everything in movies now.
Yeah, you're seeing all the good parts.
Yeah,
if there are good parts. So if the trailer sucks, the movie really.
I've
really
seen
really
shit
sucks.
Where they cut out good parts that are in the trailer and they just like draw
yeah,
you in.
Yeah, of course, that
it.
Happens all the time. You kidding me? Yeah.
Because it's like when they make the trailer, it's not all said and done what's going to be in the final
right.
product.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
There's still an editing bay.
All right, whatever. I'll still probably watch it.
Man. Yeah, well, we don't doubt it.
Yeah, dude. I love Zombieland, dude.
I don't care what you say.
Yeah, he reminded me of Skinny Scott.
You guys never responded to that. I saw that at a Dunkin' Donuts bathroom. Somebody carved into the door. It said,
Zombieland?
It said, I love Holly, and then somebody else carved in
Buddy.
Buddy.
Hell yeah.
And I texted you guys a picture, and it said, I don't care what you guys say.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of that, we were just talking about Gary Busey doing an amazing job in Buddy Holly.
He is pretty good.
That is a good movie.
Yeah.
I like that.
But Gary Busey, like...
He did all his own singing.
Dude, like, he's really good.
He can still sing, by the way.
Yeah.
But you don't lose your voice when you become crazy.
It.
Like, you can still have the same pipes.
Bro, that's evidence right there of, like, having traumatic brain injury changing.
Yes,
his,
that's
like,
exactly
you know?
What happened. No one's dispute of this.
But it's like, dude, he was so, like, cool and, like, almost normal back then.
Almost. I'd call him normal, legitimately.
Was he
You've
always...
seen it, right?
I've seen bits and pieces of it on TV.
We watched it in music history, which I thought you took.
I didn't take
it. It's so good that like I'm really like, holy shit, he used to be like that.
Like, but he's playing a part. You don't know what he was really like at the time.
I mean, he's clearly a talented actor.
I'm not saying that now he's capable of even playing a part
He just plays Gary Busey
when he was in, what's the movie with Keanu Reeves about the surfers?
Point Break.
Point Break. Even when he's in Point Break, you know he's like his superior. But you can still tell he's fucked up in the head. You know what I mean? Like,
just I haven't even watched that many Gary Busey movies besides like Silver Bullet.
And... what about his son?
I forgot about Silver Bullet. I read the book of Silver Bullet. It's pretty good.
Jake Busey's only in Starship Troopers.
Hell yeah, dude.
That's the like only movie he's in.
Starship Troopers?
Yeah, I love
he's
that one.
Starship Troopers 2.
Oh, dude.
Wow. Kidding. Chill.
Dude, Jake Busey.
I actually don't even think he is.
No,
he's not. Doesn't he die in the first one?
No, in the end.
He's in the end.
Remember the very end where they're all like, we're best friends forever.
The other Starship Troopers are butt.
Yeah, they are.
No shit. Well, the third... yeah, it's bad.
Well, right. But gay. Because we were just playing Mass Effect. You guys both played Mass Effect, right?
No. Nope. You should. You really like it, actually.
What? Dude, you could fuck blue aliens.
That's not the good part.
That's the selling point.
Yeah,
dude. That's what he liked about it.
Dude, you earnest them.
More importantly, it has a really deep backstory and lore and character development that actually means something. And well, you probably
it's the same company that made KOTOR. So
yeah,
oh yeah,
I like that. BioWare, right?
Yeah,
video games are like porn. I don't give a fuck about the story.
The gameplay is fun too.
There you go. That'll sound
it's like a third person shooter with powers.
Will I coom?
Will he coom?
You might coom.
Okay.
You may coom.
Coomer.
Fingers crossed.
But also, by the way, all of the story is just ripped off of this novel series I read.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize. I'd played Mass Effect and beaten it. And then I read this book and I was like, What the fuck? And they literally just ripped off everything from it, basically. And they even named things after things from the book.
It's pretty wacky.
Yeah, I actually was kind of upset when I figured it out. Like,
oh, we were recently playing it, that's why.
Yeah, and we were streaming. By the way, actually, here's a good time to plug real quick.
Okay.
Check out our YouTube channel. Me and Marshall, most Fridays, go on there and play video games. And stream live.
And argue about how to set up OBS.
For like shut up. Hour. That wasted most so much time.
Fuck you, Scott.
I was the one who figured it out. Shut the fuck up.
So instead of turning the stream off and watching a quick tutorial, it's like, no, let me keep the stream on and click around for about half an hour and yell at
each
other.
No one was really watching.
Someone was.
One guy was.
You think it was someone jerking their ding dong?
Could be. You're very handsome.
They're just slapping
and,
it around.
And I might have been wearing a tracksuit.
You were wearing a tracksuit.
I was wearing a tracksuit. Yeah, I'm not going back, dude. I'm not wearing underwear right now. Like, it feels so good.
I didn't want to know that. I got a prime topic we've never touched upon, and I'm surprised. My brother pooping.
What about it?
You've all heard it.
That was almost the podcast's name, actually.
My brother pooping.
Gabe's brother pooping.
Marshall might not have heard it before. My brother poops. Where he like you can hear him pushing.
Dude, does he have hemorrhoids?
I don't know.
I do, and I don't grunt though.
When I had girlfriends while I was living at the house, my like wall that my bed rose against.
Yo, give me a sliz, dog. I'm trying to shit.
Oh, so can we talk about that in a minute?
No.
You could hear his constipated grunts.
Is he on heroin or something?
Yeah, I know. It's probably all the opiates.
No. He never did any of that.
All right, well, that's what makes you constipated. I'm just saying.
My mom told me he's done it since he was like a baby. Like, red-faced pushing.
Dog,
dude, that was
dog.
But dog. I forgot about it for a while. But the other day at work,
he works there now, huh?
He works there in the shipping department because I got him a job there in the warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
So he came out of the stall and like said like, hey, what's up? And then like washed his hands and went back out. And then one of the welders came out of the stall and was like, dude, I heard someone in your wake and making weird noises, and I wanted to wait until they were gone before I left.
I was chef making bacon.
But I didn't want to throw my brother under the bus, so I was like, yeah, that's weird.
Yeah. What a weirdo, dude. That's
so funny.
He thought I was like our creepy supervisor that like watches everybody while he works. Like fucking eagle eyes them. He's like, fucking Ryan's in here. Like, I don't know what the fuck he was
Mr.
doing.
Mr. Bald Eagle.
Dude. Oh, he's not Mr. Bald Eagle, but
he wishes.
Hang on, Mr. Bald Eagle. For some reason, it really tickles me, and it shouldn't. But Mr. Bald
Eagle. We'd have to have Ellie here to talk about that.
Oh, fuck, he will never do it.
He'll come back.
I guess, yeah. He actually, after the day after we taped our last, that episode in New Hampshire, he hung out with me.
Yeah.
Actually.
Well, I know.
So in like a couple of years, you can hear about Mr. Bald Eagle.
Yeah, you can hear about Mr. Bald Eagle. It's not even that funny.
You gotta stick with the show.
Around Christmas time, he's gonna come back because I know he's going to the Pats game with us.
Cool.
So okay. We'll have him on the show.
There you go.
So, wait with bated breath for Mr. Bald Eagle and his tails.
And him ordering McDonald's.
Did that happen? I didn't know
it's
about
such a,
that.
No, it's just don't eat donuts. It's a juvenile
dun,
joke.
Dun, 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 dun. No, you gotta wait to hear about Mr. Bald Eagle.
I mean, I've heard
you
about
him. You know all this build-up, you're gonna hear it and be like, huh.
I mean, yeah, no, I've
it's literally just a little light chuckle.
I didn't think there was any story beyond just the fact that this person
all right,
existed.
Can I just tell you we're going to come? No. Please cut this out. Just cut it out.
Never.
Okay.
Yeah, never.
All right, fine. You're going to ruin the mystique. If you really want me to. It's
fine. You're going to ruin the mystique.
They used to say that he would drive. Man, like, he would drive the bus to McDonald's and be like, let me get, you know, like everything
was,
on the menu.
He was fat and bald, so we called him Mr. Bald Eagle. We were like, he used to yell at us, like, shut up! Shut up!
So basically, you told the entire story now.
Yeah.
He's not the bus driver.
And we used to joke about him going to, like, McDonald's.
With the bus, though.
Yeah.
With the bus. And
give
ordering
me a double cheeseburger to french fries right now! No drinks on the bus! He cocks like that. So he just yell at us all the time.
Was he bald?
Pretty funny to me.
Yeah, that's why he was Mr. Bald Eagle.
Bald Eagle.
Bald
Come
Eagle.
On. Yeah, no. By the way, you gotta leave this in. This is so good. Fartgate.
Oh. The guy who farted.
The Adam Schiff guy. By the way, I mentioned him before on the show. This is not the first time we brought up Adam Schiff. He's the guy who said, excuse me, if you want to fight against the government, we have nuclear weapons. Remember that? Like, some gun owner wanted to fight against the government. They get nuked. Which is insane.
Oh, I do remember that.
Yes,
yes, yes.
Nuke their citizens.
Yeah, exactly. Or, would never fucking happen.
The citizens don't really matter. It's the soil. Because they're not making new
land.
Well,
lands. The half-life of it's like 250
That's
years.
What I just said. Like, you know, like, it's not worth bombing your
It would be very bad
people.
Optics. Too,
yeah, yeah.
Though.
There's no win. Like, nobody wins.
Yeah. Okay, so this guy was getting interviewed on Hardball with Chris Matthews. He farts.
It was pretty loud.
It's insanely obvious because he goes... When he farts,
the baby
he did a Bob
face.
DeLuca.
He did the like lean forward, like as you can clearly hear him, see him flexing all of his
lean
body
forward,
muscles to get out the
squinting of the eyes,
yeah.
Like
and
a baby.
And kind of laughs too. You gotta see this. So this is
all right. Well, I'm
this
game.
Is great. This is great. I'm so glad we actually were interested in this because
well,
it's
a fart.
So funny.
Dude, we love
I mean,
farts.
Dude, farts are great. Yeah.
My ears perked up.
He's like, dude, fart?
Farts?
Dude, Congressman fart?
Gabe, do you remember the time you were presenting your art portfolio in art class and someone had a poster board on the desk and it scraped so it sounded like a fart and everyone thought you farted and you got really embarrassed?
Was it Miss Dancing class?
It was in Miss Dancing class,
yeah.
Okay, here we go. This is
that'll
okay,
ruin
like
your high school career.
So like I said, oh sorry, it's Eric Swalwell. It's not Adam Schiff. My bad. Adam Schiff's the guy who's in charge.
She's
of
pretty
the,
hot. Put it next to the microphone.
The president used taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help him cheat. And the complaint that I've heard
that,
from
that sounded fake.
That sounds
it's
fake.
A real thing though.
Anyone who heard the call and
let's
so far the evidence is uncontradicted.
Excuse me.
To ask the Ukrainians to help them cheat an election. And the complaint that I've heard
cheat
from
an election.
Excuse me,
paused.
Did you just fart?
Yeah. Pause, dude! You can't deny that that was a fart.
I'm kind of with Don. It kind of seems like it's fake.
It's not,
good.
Though! If they had no... Their explanation for it was like, oh, it was a mug scraping across the table in the studio.
I'll defend Scott.
even though, like, now with the deep fakes, like, they could pretty much fake
it. Well, that wasn't a deep fake. That went out over cable news.
Yeah, yeah.
Live.
And the baby face of, like, the...
He did it, dude.
Yeah. You guys have seen me try to fart. We've seen Gabe try to fart. You know,
it's a
try. I've succeeded many times on this show.
Extremely defensive on Twitter. People are like, "Oh, is that a fart?" He's like, "No, look, I'm vindicated because the producer of the show said it was a mug scraping."
He's like my sister and Michael's.
Exactly. Can we talk about that for real quick?
Yeah.
There's not much to it, obviously.
It's a quick story. We were in line at Michael's a long, long time ago.
It's
we
a
were
craft
kids.
Store.
Yeah, but we were in line, and all of a sudden I smelled a fart. And I thought it was my sister, so I was like, "You fart?" And she was like, "Just like no, I didn't." She was like, "So she was like
the lady doth protest."
She was like,
much.
"No, it was the cashier." So as we were leaving, I just like yelled, "Hey, this girl farted!" and she like got so upset, she was like nearly in tears. And I still bring
she
up to
was
the stand.
Over everything.
Yeah,
back
she
then,
did.
Though, yeah.
She was like 8 or 9, and so still to the stand, like. I'm like, come on.
Just admit you farted.
You farted
at
Michael's.
Just admit you farted at Michael's.
She still denies that she farted at Michael's.
What a liar.
I know, right?
Yeah, the lady doth protest, that's too much.
Yeah, methinks thou that's, doth yeah. protest too much.
It's going to be on your deathbed, and she's gonna be like, okay.
I farted at Michael's. That's so funny.
I still associate the store Michael's with farting.
With farting, yeah. but yeah.
So now that's
like,
a lingerer.
Fartgate was a good fucking topic. By the way, I love that.
Don't hurt yourself. Pat yourself on the back.
Thank you. Asian wiggers. We got to talk about Asian
I'm
wiggers.
I'm looking at one.
Asian what?
No, but the one, you know the ones you see in Quincy and they're like wearing gray sweatpants and shit?
Yeah.
Like,
aren't they called chiggers?
I guess you could call them that, but I'd call them Asian
I feel like
wiggers.
That's a thing.
Nah, chigger is like if he's wearing a do-rag and like shit like that.
They kind of are, though.
Nah,
they
bro,
take it
that's
pretty
just
far.
The style.
They
you
take
guys,
it very
you guys
they say
are
the
so, N-word. You guys are so far behind on the times. You gotta get...
Yeah, I've heard them say the N-word.
Yeah, that's socially
listen,
acceptable
listen.
Now.
He hangs out at Cape Verdean dance clubs.
Yeah.
He's
might
got
have
his
to
finger...
Work. He might have
yo,
to work.
He's
this
got
is actually
his
a good
finger
start.
On the pulse of the youth and right, the yeah. new generation.
So,
really?
So
you, Jonathan.
Oh, you guys remember my friend Jonathan.
You haven't met him, obviously,
I haven't met him.
But he calls him a Kumail.
Kumail.
No, it's, that's what's
I
important.
Remember all the stories, all right, yes.
So whatever. He decides to get... I hope he won't mind. Fuck it. So he decides to get a goddamn circumcision... Now.
Really?
At 25.
He's
a little bit younger. So at 25, he gets a circumcision because what happens is your dick outgrows your foreskin.
Yeah. It can. It doesn't always.
But a lot of the times it does. So it's starting to hurt. Or what I'm thinking is...
He's probably like, it's like he's wearing a turtleneck that's too tight.
Yeah. Or what I'm thinking is some girl peeled his like foreskin back. She's like, yeah, your dick smells cheesy as fuck. He's like, and he's the type of guy to be like, "Oh no, I need to get
I
rid
need
of
to
that.
Get rid of
I need to remove the cheese."
No, he's
la fromage.
Oh, he's a clean guy. He's a clean guy. I need a booger. No, but he is a clean
guy. Wait! Don't leave that on the floor.
Yeah.
Don't leave that on the floor.
You
Gabe said
that?
He'd eat one of Ellie's boogers because he's a clean guy.
I don't
remember that.
I vividly remember it too.
I remember the story.
I vividly remember this. Because we were talking about like...
Hang on. I love how we just jumped away
okay.
from another story.
We were talking about like cleanliness and stuff like that. You're like, yeah, you know, Ellie's a clean guy. Like, I guess I'd eat a booger out of his nose.
I don't know why the fuck I would say that.
Are you sure?
You were like had a weird crush on him when
you did.
Beat him home and shit.
Are you sure it wasn't like if you had to eat somebody's booger, who would you pick?
I don't know.
It's probably more that circumstance.
It was.
To just pull that out of the air.
Way
like,
to go,
he's
Don.
Clean.
Way to go, Don.
Oh, my bad.
It was that.
He has a wall of dicks, though. Sorry.
Yeah, so I it was one of those scenarios where, like, if you had to eat someone's booger, he instantly was like, yo, Ellie, though, he's a pretty clean guy.
I wouldn't want
to
eat this guy's boogers.
Why not, dude?
Look at
might
him.
Get high.
Get cookie, you get high.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, really.
Get
cocaine.
Cocaine.
So talk about your friend's dick some more.
So, yeah. So
this is funny, though.
So he's getting his circumcision. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing, bro? He gives me like two days notice. Hey, do you mind if I stay at your house for like 2 weeks? I'm like,
what?
Yeah, that's fine. But like, bro,
wait,
you got to give me like a little bit more notice.
Wait, why?
He already has been staying there.
Yeah, he's already been staying there. He's been helping us move.
I mean, it's pretty obvious that he's trying to fucking encroach.
I don't think
he's a good guy.
He's a good guy.
Can I help you move?
I will help you move.
Where's my room?
So what is him getting a snip snip? Why does he have to live
because
there?
Because he's there. Are you serious?
Why?
You don't know how fucking painful that's going to be?
But he's going to be down and out for 2 weeks?
Something like that. Like, imagine someone cuts pee-pee skin off of your pee-pee. Are you going to be able to walk around? I had a boy while I was in the Army.
I'm sure you did.
It's actually funny.
Several.
Shut up. He was another black guy that got the same another thing. Another one.
Another dick bites his nuts.
Okay. So, this guy's Haitian, and I'm guessing he was born there. He's born in Haiti, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that makes
sense. High school there.
No one wants to see his dick anyway.
The other one, he was just American black guy, but he was out of work for 3 days, and he walked like a cowboy for about a week and a half. Like, literally like a cowboy.
Wow.
So, because of this...
Fucking real cool. Like, he shit his pants.
His Nelson. Dick hurts. That's why he's walking like that. So, he's a bouncer at the Cape Verdean bar.
Yeah, it's been mentioned
whatever.
Over a dozen times.
So, regardless,
helped you move.
I'm going to have to take his shifts over.
He's really nice. He's soft-spoken.
I'm not.
Yeah, but that doesn't explain why he's going to have to live at your house.
Yeah.
Bro, you need someone to take care
of. Wouldn't
you
want to be by yourself? Because when you want to like not wear pants and underwear if you didn't have to?
No.
Yeah.
Like, you can't walk around at all.
I don't think it's that serious.
Yes,
surgery.
It is, dude.
I don't think so.
I think it's somewhere in the middle.
Listeners, if you've been a late...
You can get a vasectomy and walk out of
dental,
the
are
doctor's
are
office.
Are you circumcised?
No,
actually,
he's not, dude. He's from
not.
England. He's
send
not.
Send us some pics.
Yeah,
send me some pics.
What's going on?
Let's see it. Let's see the hog. Right,
if anyone's listening that's a late circum T, not a circum tur.
Oh, my God.
So if you're late circum T... Please explain to these guys how painful it is to have penis.
I'm sure.
I don't deny it's painful, but I'm saying you probably can walk around.
Not really, dude. I don't know, man. Like, when's the last time you... Imagine being kicked
you
in
the
nuts.
You can walk out of the doctor's office after a vasectomy.
That's different, though.
Completely.
And it's
completely,
not a,
it's completely different.
That's completely
not that invasive.
That is completely not even comparable.
Dude, what they do...
Because they literally stick like a hot thing inside.
No. They freeze your nuts, literally.
That's not how it works.
Yes, it is. They freeze
they
your nuts.
You're thinking
incision.
Of warts there,
no,
buddy.
They make a small
nope,
incision.
Nope,
you're thinking
nope.
The end of Demolition Man.
I yeah. actually know what they do when they
Simon
I've
says,
considered getting a vasectomy, and so I looked into it.
You're a cuck, bro. You don't even have kids. Why would you get a vasectomy, bro?
Because he doesn't want
that's
kids.
That's cuck yeah. shit. No, that's cuck shit.
No,
dude.
I'm going to keep busting
that's
my
cuck
life
shit.
Without...
Thank you.
Yeah.
For the sake of
hey,
fucking...
Hey, she's on fucking, you know, birth control or whatever.
But even for the sake of just...
All right, regardless, though, the way it works yeah. is they put a small incision underneath your balls and they stick a really hot piece of metal in there to cauterize
it. You still earnest, you still jizz. But
you
know, no
the seminal vesicles is where they make the cum, and yeah. the sperms come from the actual ball. So the ball is cut off, but the place where the cum
think
is
of
made,
it like drinking boba tea without boba.
You don't.
That's
you don't
a
have
really
to
crude analogy.
You don't have to explain it to us.
Yeah, that's a good one though. I'll pat myself on the back.
All right. Well.
Movie time.
Movie time.
Oh, because he wanted to talk about his friend's dick.
Well, I don't know. We can talk about
hold on.
We can talk about
how do you guys think I'll do as security, realistically?
You'll probably
Asian wiggers, though. Asian wiggers, though.
Yo, at least these people are short.
Oh, because
I'm not a big dude, but like, at least these people are short.
Did I talk about the Asian guy wearing a MAGA hat?
Hell yeah, dude.
Pretty much every day I smoke a cigar while walking around.
He smokes
around.
A dirty, black and mild, not even wine, bro. And he puts it out and relights it like a fucking neighbor. How dirty.
Cigars.
How dirty is that? You don't smoke cigars.
Man.
Cigars don't cost $1.50.
I buy a 5-pack, so it's $8.
The ass. Yeah.
Anyway,
your neighbor.
But I walk around my building, my block, basically, basically 3 times a day, smoking a cigar as like my break, quote unquote. And one day I saw this guy. He kind of looked like Tony Tai.
Could have been him.
No, it wasn't because I made Because, like, he made eye contact with me, like, three times.
He saw a kindred spirit.
No, a Jew.
That wasn't it. No, that wasn't it.
I'm sorry. He looked
at me. That wasn't it.
He smelt it on
me. He was looking at me like, he was like, what, you want to say something? And I was like, bro, I'm, like, the only person who won't say something, honestly.
Did you how do you unspokenly say that to someone?
I just went, nodded at
him. No, you should have.
Yeah, but you can't do that because that could be like a form of confrontation.
Yeah,
that's a microaggression. You'd be like, what's up, bro?
I nodded at him. He nodded back.
Because you know that dude's ready to go. If you're a fucking.
Well, no,
chink...
I kind of gave him like a thumbs up.
Okay, good. That's better.
That's better than a nod.
Listen, bro, if you're a chink and you're wearing a MAGA hat, you're ready for a fight. Yeah, I'm serious.
He looked at me like three times. Kung fu fighting. Because I was walking down the street like smoking my black.
Yeah.
And he kept going like. Like, trying to, like, he turned his head to, like, kind of, like, make eye contact with me, and I...
Because he sees a Jew smoking a black person thing.
No, I dress pretty scummy, I'll be honest. Like,
yeah,
I don't dress
he's
nice.
He's like, ugh, this scummy Jew is going to say
no,
something.
I could probably pass for homeless
this
in Boston.
This Antifa Jew.
I could probably pass for homeless in Boston.
Maybe just smell, but I wouldn't say look.
I don't know, you haven't seen the homeless
anymore. I'm kidding.
But it was weird. It was weird that he seemed like he was like, yo, you want to say something?
That's
just
probably
like,
why he's wearing the hat.
Yeah, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
You wear that hat to fight people. Like,
I saw a black guy wearing one once.
Hell yeah.
That I feel like that's even more of a statement.
Yeah.
Bro, yeah. You should.
He was with other regular black guys, though.
Who cares? Maybe like they're all...
Maybe he's a huge Kanye fan.
Maybe, yeah. I guess. I am.
Yeah, speaking of Kanye... You know he's up to something. He's trying to save taxpayer money. He's about to be on bankruptcy. That's why he went religious with it.
Probably.
I'm serious. Doesn't it seem like a Joel.
Didn't he already, prior to this whole thing?
Doesn't it seem like a Joel
Olstein
thing?
Wasn't he already in trouble with the IRS?
I don't know.
I hope so.
I think he was.
Fuck him.
I like him. Musically.
Fuck y'all. Like y'all black.
I used to like him.
Hang on, let me look.
He didn't do nothing.
Oh, Julia didn't have to do the actual firing, but one of her employees.
You can't talk about this.
Yeah, I can. I'm not going to mention a name.
This is a law office, bro.
What? No. Now they know that.
Oh.
Well thanks. But also at the same time, it's not even. Listen, the only thing I wanted to say is that.
Oh, okay.
Me and her and several other people referred to her as bad roommate sister.
Oh yeah, I've heard about this.
Yeah, she has a coworker. She looked like bad roommate's sister. So I don't know. It's not that funny, but to me, it's
like,
funny.
Space Dakia or something.
Yeah,
no,
Space
Dakia. She reminds me of the fat one from Oblongs.
No, that's like Laura.
That's Laura, but she reminds me of someone from Oblongs. You know?
Sure.
What I mean?
I was involved with the firing of a coworker because she smelled like sweaty vagina.
Wait, really? Recently?
Well, not really.
Vagina?
Jacquard
After she...
You sniffed her seat? That's how you smelled it?
Yes, Marshall. I sniffed her fucking
John
seat.
John put his nose on it. That's gross.
Ew.
And then it goes in for another one.
Dude,
that's disgusting.
I'm not even joking. For like a couple weeks after she was gone, her cubicle still smelled like sweaty vagina.
Hell yeah.
She was that bad. That wasn't why she got fired. She got fired because she was bad at editing.
She smelled like Bo.
She smelled like fucking Bo, dude.
Hell
she
yeah, did. Dude.
I told you Bo came from him, by the way.
Came from who?
Yeah. Have you been using Bo?
Who did Bo come from?
You, I thought. B-O, Bo. Smell like Bo.
Did I say that?
Maybe I did.
I don't know. I say a lot of things.
Are you gonna finish the story or just that it looked like bad
Dick
roommates?
Burger.
Is that why
she got fired?
Everyone referred to her as.
What was the basis for firing?
Yeah, I know. Boop sister. I mean,
bad roommate sister.
Was she like on par intelligence wise? Is that why
she
got fired?
No, she's just a total zoomer.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Now, didn't you say she was like a zoomer? Like,
yeah, she like literally when she got
so
fired,
needy.
She mentioned that she wasn't putting her all into it, and it's like, the fuck.
Yeah. No shit, you got fired, bitch.
Bitch.
Cunt.
I saw a really morbidly obese Hispanic woman wearing a Wu-Tang face mask.
Nice.
What do you mean face mask? Was she wearing? Like,
it was
a
like one of those like Asian, or? Those Asian like face
surgeon mask.
Surgeon mask, but
SARS
it had a Wu-Tang clan
SARS
mask.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's like,
hell yeah.
Bitch,
dude.
You think you look good?
What's wrong with that, dude? You're
morbidly obese.
You're being a fucking hater right now, dude.
Yeah. She was just going about her life. You're sitting there judging her.
I would have
really. You wear a Wu-Tang shirt. Nobody goes, oh, this Jew's
That's
wearing
a shirt.
A Wu-Tang.
It's not a weird mask.
I'd rock a Wu-Tang mask if I was in Asia.
Faggot. All right, we'll be right back. Instead of a small, tiny bite of money.
I know. What an irresponsible piece of shit.
I'm tripping balls.
No,
baby.
By the time we finish the show.
Yeah, I know. That's why I didn't know why you would do it.
I waited.
That's his version of being considerate.
Mm-hmm. All right, hang on. Let me do the bit I wanted to do.
What the? Check your underwear, dude.
Yeah, that was
that
wet.
That did sound pretty wet.
Damn, you sure you didn't shit yourself?
You fucking sharted, dude.
Check.
Roll. I'm Ben rolling.
Okay, I'm.
Dude, go in the bathroom.
Yeah, seriously.
Did you shit yourself?
No, dude. Come on. But that was a good one. It's because I'm not wearing underwear. That's why.
What?
He doesn't have a suppressor. It's just all
exactly.
out in the open. Because
okay. when you fire with underwear on, it like filters a little.
All right, hang on.
Jesus Christ.
This is a bit we're gonna do before we start the movie. I want you to each of you have one guess. This is a notable person that you know and are familiar with.
Oh, Uncle Stevie.
Shut up.
That's funny.
No, this is a person that you know.
Oh,
and
dude,
are very
stinks, too.
Oh, for Christ's sakes. Can you not ruin my bit with your farts,
no,
dude?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
This is a notable person that you know and are very familiar with the work of. It's
okay,
a person.
Do we know him personally?
Uncle Stevie.
No. It's a quote unquote celeb.
All right, okay. Uncle Stevie.
Shut the fuck up, you fucking asshole.
Oh my god.
I can't even smell it yet. It must be really
bad. Get ready.
Could you open the door, maybe?
I don't even smell anything.
Dude, get ready. It's fucking bad.
Oh, okay, I smell it.
Oh, you made me lean into it. How dare you make me open the door?
Oh my god. It won't go away either.
Fuck you, dude. All right, can I finish talking about this?
Yes, please.
So anyway, it's someone whose work you're familiar with. He's quote-unquote a he, by the way. I'm giving you a clue here that it's a male. But, okay, so I want you to hear this song and let me know who you think that this is singing. Each of you have a guess.
Okay.
Okay.
Uncle Stevie. Azúcar, gózalo,
pechi, sabroso. Gabe's dad.
So it's the first person who sings. There's going to be a...
The guy from Macarena. Scott knows it's that.
This is the voice I'm talking about. I know what to
say. The girl from Fuji's. But
every time it's a man, he said.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Who's here? Well, I'm going to take guesses.
Gary Busey.
Okay, this is someone else. Okay. So, okay, you have three guesses. Let me just... I'll give you some hints. How about that? I'll give you some hints, because I want to make this
fair. I have no idea.
It's an actor.
Okay.
Italian. Male.
Frank Sinatra.
Joe Pesci.
How the fuck did you guess that?
Oh, was it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, high pitch. Okay. Okay, I like
how the
thinking.
Fuck did you guess that so fast? You ruined the bit.
Yeah.
Oh. It was supposed to have some fucking drama to it.
I know he used to play guitar and he used to be in like this band. He got replaced in a band by
fucking Joe Pesci.
He got replaced in a band by
that was fucking Joe Pesci.
Hold on, that
by
was
Jimi
mad
Hendrix
soprano
that's,
falsetto
yeah.
for him.
That's real. He got replaced in a band to play guitar by Jimi Hendrix.
So fuck you for fucking ruining the bit so early, you fucking
that
asshole.
That was smart because I was like, oh, dude, Goomba, fucking
I didn't think about
voice.
It. It was a very weird voice.
Yeah.
It's very distinct.
I thought it was a black man.
The Utes.
It doesn't sound like a black, it doesn't sound like
a man.
Joe Pesci.
It doesn't sound like a man.
No, it sounded like a girl putting on the blues stank.
Yeah. I would say a black girl.
Like she's
girl.
Got the raspiness.
It's crazy, right?
That is pretty crazy.
Yeah,
crazy.
Hey,
aren't
way
you glad
to go.
I brought that to the show?
Way to go.
Thank you, Howard Stern, alerted me on that
one.
A Jew to a Jew.
Yep.
So, all right, let's talk about all my Sunday night trivias have prepared me for stupid moments like this.
Yeah, for sure. All right, the movie. This week, Don picked a movie that he had turned off and discussed several
more
times
than
before.
Once. Yeah.
And I don't blame him because it's not a good movie.
Bullshit.
It's not horrible.
Come on. It's watchable. There's a couple good scenes in it.
Yeah, I think every so often there'd be a really good scene. You're like, oh, okay, this is going somewhere. And then it's like followed by three scenes that. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I hate the opening, like, the opening sequence.
Oh my god,
so irritating.
Lust for Life.
The pretentious voiceover.
Oh god, that sucks too. But I was just going to say, this is my problem. I read the book. It's actually right here. Oh no, it's downstairs in the toilet.
I disagree with you guys. I really think it was of that time.
No, wrong.
What does that mean?
No,
he always
does.
What
time are you talking about? The movie, time of the movie came out? The time the book came out.
No, the time of the movie, which was
I disagree completely.
Dude, that was very probably like, check me out. It's Peter Parker.
Can I talk coherently about it, please?
Can you?
Yeah.
I'm fucking with
you. I already feel this shit fucking hitting me a little
bit. I was going to say, you can take shrooms.
Yeah.
No way. It takes...
No, I feel something.
Just from that little nibble.
It's that good. This is the thing that really pisses me off, because I'm a big fan of the novel, and I feel like the movie completely misses the tone of the book, which is
gritty.
It's kind of like similar. It's similar to, did you ever see or read Angela's Ashes?
Yes.
No.
I love both the book and the movie, being very Irish growing up, you know?
Well, here's the thing with the movie that came out. It's very...
Dark,
right. But the book is very comedic.
The movie had some comedic properties, but it was mostly dark.
Okay,
like,
here's
hey,
my thing
like,
about is Trainspotting. Is like, it's, the Trainspotting book is like 50% comedic, 50% serious. Mm-hmm. And then this movie seems almost...
It's like 75% serious.
Yes, yes, exactly.
All right. I just
and also it's just like so fucking contrived, the way that they like tug on your heartstrings. They like purposely select all the bits in the book that are the most like.
Well, I mean, what else are they?
That's what
do?
They do in a movie, though. They boil down the book.
Yeah,
I guess, but it changes the tone of the story.
I don't know.
And that beginning part too, it also doesn't even impart kind of like it makes us like, whoa, we're wacky heroin addicts.
Yeah, that's
like,
why I turned it off. Yeah. Well said.
Thank you. Oh, so anyway, so it's a story about a group of friends.
In Glasgow, Scotland.
In Glasgow.
I thought they were in Edinburgh.
Edinburgh.
It's Edinburgh.
It's still in Scotland, though.
No, Glasgow are the orange men.
I couldn't fucking
stand... They're fucking pieces of shit, man.
I couldn't stand the accent. I had to put on subtitles.
I was going to say to Don, this is the first time I watched it with subtitles on.
Are you
serious? And I got a lot.
There's scenes in it which already have subtitles.
Oh,
too,
a couple, yeah.
I got a lot more.
You guys
from it.
Really had trouble like understanding what they're saying?
I've seen this movie half the time.
Really?
I've seen this more than... This is probably the third or fourth time. I've seen it a bunch of times.
Okay, I don't know, like, it's not...
Well, actually, I read the book, and the book, I'm sorry to keep bringing it up, but the book, like, really does...
Shut
up. It just primes you to know all the Scottish, like, slang and rhyming slang, so you kind of understand once you watch the movie. There is a certain
cadence to Scottish slang, you know what I mean?
Scottish. It's called rhyming slang, where that's the way they talk. Like,
but there's a cadence to it almost, you know what I mean? Like,
all right, yeah, well, let's move on. Anyway, Gabe, you want to move up? You want to take a stab? I won't stop. But
at the plot, I can kind of explain it pretty quickly.
Yeah, you're the best at that.
This movie follows...
Mark
Renton, who's played by Ewan McGregor. A heroin junkie and petty criminal that drifts through life one hit at a time in Scotland. He cleans up and goes straight, only to have his mates and troubled past catch up to him. And he risks it all for one last big drug deal. One last battle.
Yeah,
and that's just like, battle. Obviously...
They leave so much good shit on the floor, by the way.
You gotta stop comparing it to the book, though.
I know, I should.
Yeah, not everyone...
Judge the film by its own merits.
There's a whole... Can I just say this? There's a whole thing where Begbie's father... comes into play.
I hate that character so much. I don't want any more.
He's very aggravated, but I think they make him...
In the movie, he sucks, but like he's so much deeper in the book.
In the movie, they make him aggravating to give
sympathy. Because he's like the villain.
No, to give him sympathy to Begbie. Just
justify what happens at the end. Exactly.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
I can see that.
Oh. While I was watching this, I was thinking, there's four protagonists, there's four people on this podcast. Who are each of us?
Well, Marshall's definitely Spud, first of all. And you can't say that it's not him.
I'm not Spud. I'd be Spud. Sick boy.
Sorry, Gabe, I thought you were Spud.
I'm sick boy.
He wants to be what? Sick boy.
I'd be sick boy. Spud has, you're Spud.
Spud has a Spud's good deep down.
Wow.
Right, we're
that's
shitty.
All you're going off of?
I'm shitty at my core, yeah.
He's one to just shit his pants. He's definitely Spud.
No, man.
By the way, that's in the book, that's boy. Tommy, you know.
I'm sick
that
boy.
Does that?
And Tommy's the one who shits the bed, by the way, in the book. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
That they rearrange a lot of different things that are...
They always do shit.
Of course, of course. But I'm just saying, just so you know, that was Tommy, actually.
I think...
Tommy Vercetti?
Scott and Marshall, you guys alternate week to week who's Sick Boy and who is Begbie.
Who's... Who, Begbie. Oh, really?
I mean, it depends on who's more fucked up.
Well, Begbie doesn't get fucked up on drugs.
I'll buy that
though.
For
no, he doesn't. But, I mean, I don't get fucked up on anything, so I can't be any of them in that case.
Yeah.
Mm.
We're like the pussy version of...
Right, yeah. True.
So.
Not cool.
But, so, what am I Begbie? Begbie, I guess if you're just...
When you're a
twat. When you really show your ass, I guess you're being Begbie.
Yes.
Yeah. And Sick Boy is the suave one.
Yes.
So yeah.
I'm Sick
yeah.
Boy.
Yeah.
So we do alternate a little bit on that. Varies, yeah, it's true. Both of those comparisons I don't hate, honestly, for me.
Hmm.
I actually like the Begbie character. Oh, not
I
here's
hate...
the problem. In the movie they really don't show any of the nuance. Yeah,
you're going him. From the book. You have a
yeah. Stop fucking referencing.
No,
that's book.
Fine. But it's clear that you have taken something from the book from this character. Because if you
true.
Just watch the movie, honestly,
there's no redeeming qualities.
I've rarely hated a character as much as I hate Begbie.
Well, he's basically the villain shit. of the story, essentially, Begbie. Kind of.
Yeah.
In the sense that
yeah.
he is like he's their friend, but at the same time, it's like they're always. I have to deal with him.
I hate to do this. Day-Day was my Begbie.
Yeah.
Was this the person who like did like acid and then like got naked in the woods?
Oh, it was crack, but yes.
No.
He didn't actually run away. He was the one who kept his shit together, so he smoked.
Am I thinking
crack.
Of the right story, the right
yes,
person?
Yes.
Day-Day.
Oh.
Yeah. That was my Begbie. You know what I mean?
And so, total piece of shit.
Total piece of shit.
He reminded me a lot, by the way, of Bob's brother.
Yes, he was my Bob's brother.
Very similar
to
him.
He didn't hit anybody in the nuts in this movie. Come on.
No. I guess he did. He kicked him in the nuts. Remember at the
end? Oh,
that's
true. Oh, yeah.
Yo, my favorite scene is he's chugging a fucking beer and he just shucks the glass.
I mean, that's a pretty big scene in the movie.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
He's just a troublemaker, and it's always at like the most inopportune times, especially towards the end.
True.
Hell.
Where it's like, dude, you could just get away with like your big heist, or you can be a fucking idiot and start a bar fight.
Mm-hmm.
That depends.
He's just a fucking hot box. Everywhere he goes, there's trouble.
Yeah, in a movie full of unlikable characters, like irredeemable characters, he's like by far the worst. Like it crosses a line where it's like almost not even fun to hate him.
To you guys, they're irredeemable characters. To me, that's lived that life. Like it. No, I'm serious. Like.
I mean, you do know more about being a junkie than anyone else in the
table. How about you be a little bit respectful?
No, not you. I mean, you've been around junkies more than the rest of us,
so,
I'm saying.
What I'm saying is, like, when you're in that lifestyle, dude, Sick Boy is, like, a normal person.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And you know, he neglected his kids so much that he fucking dies. Mm-hmm. Oh, spoiler.
They actually don't necessarily. They in the movie they kind of say it's definitely him, but I don't think it's actually necessarily definitely him in the story.
Mm-hmm.
Someone that neglects their kid enough to like find them dead hours later is like a normal person.
Well, that's at their fucking the house where they all take heroin and just fucking pass out.
But my favorite scene is like. Oh my god, my baby just died. Cook me up a hit. And then Mark is like, no, I have to cook myself up first.
Yeah.
And then.
Which goes without saying.
Goes without saying. That's how these people fucking live every single day. That's how my cousin is. Every single day.
He for sure is. Yeah. He's a Renton.
He's a Renton. Yeah. Well, bad Renton.
Yeah.
So Renton has some
redeeming qualities.
Humanity.
True, deep down.
He has humanity, but he also causes, like, Tommy dying is completely his fault.
It is, but it's not intentional.
I know, but it's bad.
But him stealing that sex tape made him break up with his girlfriend.
No, but that's not actually... I'm all right.
Then he started doing drugs. Then he got AIDS. Then he died.
Yo, I guess, just, would you choose to get do drugs enough to get AIDS, dickhead?
What? Me?
No. No, I'm saying if you chose to do drugs enough to the point where you get... And not care about clean needles and shit... Because that's a thing but throughout the whole story is, like, everyone's like, no, I'm clean. I only use clean needles.
Wait, Tommy didn't die of AIDS. He died of toxic...
Yeah.
No, yes, but he already had AIDS. That's why
he had AIDS. Right. So he had a lower immune system. Right. So that's then he got toxoplasmosis from cat shit.
You're right, actually, yeah. Happens to the best of us.
Yeah. Which, that's actually... It's foreshadowed earlier in the movie, which I just picked up this time. When he's getting off smack for the second time and he's at his parents' house and they're on the game show, the dad answers a question about HIV.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Well, and then it shows Tommy right after.
If you're into heroin, obviously, the AIDS is on the brain. Like, you gotta know that that's an option.
But,
like,
I'm saying they show him right after in his, like, what would that be, like a fever dream?
Foreshadowing.
And it's they foreshadow him getting AIDS. Because
that totally happens when you withdraw from heroin.
You imagine crazy shit.
Yeah.
You don't.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it just feels like a really, really, really bad flu.
Baby's crawling on the ceiling, man.
I like a lot of the surreal stuff in this movie, but that's one of the worst effects.
I did want to mention that there's a couple scenes in it that I really liked. One of which is the one where he goes in the toilet.
That's a cool
one. That's pretty cool. I like when he OD'd too. That was kind of interesting how he sunk into the carpet.
Oh my god, the carpet scene. That's my favorite scene in the whole fucking movie.
That was good. I like that. Yeah.
Yeah, the fact that he kept, like, looking through and, like, you could see the edges of the carpet.
Yeah, everywhere he went, even when he still wasn't in that apartment. He was at the hospital slab.
I really like that. That's really smart and, like, cool cinematography. Yeah.
I like how everyday occurrence that was. Like, the guy from the drug house, Swanee.
He just drags him down the stairs. How I love you, my dear.
Like, it's like business as usual.
Yeah, he drags him down the stairs, calls a cab for him, and the cabbie knows, like, oh, the drug addict's money is in his pocket. Yep. So when I drop him off at the hospital,
I just,
like,
grab that, yeah.
Just another day.
Another day, another dollar.
Well, that's what Edinburgh's like.
I wouldn't know.
It's a shithole.
No, it is. We should ask Denzel about it.
A lot of... Well, that's a different country.
No,
so
he's been down there, though.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you mean up there. York is south.
He's in northern England.
Yeah, Edinburgh is Scotland.
Oh, wait, they're above everything. Yeah, dumbass. Sorry, the Highlands. My bad. Yeah,
you fucking...
Honestly, do cut that out. Yeah, my bad. You're right. England's in the middle, and Wales is in the south. Yeah.
I know. You probably picked up the Clockwork Orange reference when they go to that club, right?
Oh, of course, the milk bar. Yeah. I don't know. I just thought that was a pretty well written scene. Where they come back, and they're like, "What are you talking about?
Football?
And they're like, Football?
What are you guys talking about?
Shopping?
Yeah.
There's also a scene where I like where him and Sick Boy are first getting clean, and they're just shooting random shit in the park with a pellet gun.
Yeah.
Dude, it reminds me of me and Scott, because I have a really good break barrel pellet gun. So we'll just get fucked up. Dude, we'll get fucked up and just shoot targets.
Mexicans, Africans.
We'll shoot cans all day. You know, like... I like that, but I also really, really like the scene where... I forget what happens, but Sick Boy is like... There's a narrative of Mark Renton being like, and then we all started doing heroin again.
Yeah.
We needed to.
Well, remember, it was after him getting underage pussy again.
By the way, she
was like 13 in the book, by the way.
Really?
Yeah. Well, stop fucking mentioning
the
book.
In
the
movie, what is she supposed to be, like 16?
16, yeah.
Yeah. Which is legal in England.
So no. 17 is, but...
She's only 17. Can you not admit this is like my life, this movie?
You don't want to admit that,
no,
do you?
No, what's that movie with fucking Josh from Drake and Josh? That's
the Wagness.
Yeah, that's
the
Wagness, movie.
Dude.
That's your life.
You used to say that you showed me the movie and you're like, this is my life. Why would you want this movie to be your life? I wanted to ask too. Has anybody besides Don me Hillen? Seen the? No, has anybody besides me seen the sequel to this?
Yeah, I've seen the sequel. It's fucking horseshit, dude.
It's really fucking bad. I read the book again,
but it has nothing to do
with I talked briefly with Scott about it. It has nothing to do with the sequel book at all. Yeah. It's basically 20 years later.
What happens in it?
It's like a revenge movie, kind of.
They're coming after him for the money?
Yeah.
That sounds bad.
Well, that happens at the end. That does happen at the end of the book.
It carries over to the second movie in a horrible way. Which I didn't. I'm like, bro, there wasn't like, that much money. Like, are you serious?
It's like, one of those things where it's like, oh, like, remember this kind of thing.
Where did Renton end up? In Paris?
I forget. But
because in the book, he ended up in Paris as a club promoter, and like he was like a club kid. Because it takes place in the 90s. He wrote it in the 90s. Because he wrote the first book in the 80s. He wrote the second book in the 90s.
Let's put it this way. The movie's very unmemorable.
Yeah.
Okay. I just remember being like, wow, this sucks.
Well, I'd be like, oh, sick boy, that's what he looks like now?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's basically the whole thing. Yeah. Do you know when you go on Facebook or whatever and it says,
the 10-year challenge?
Hey, look at these people from this movie 20 years later. That's basically the movie.
Remember them? Right.
Yeah. Remember them? Yeah. No, in the book, though, sick boy becomes a porno producer. He starts like it's a whole story about how he like inherits a bar from his aunt.
Yes, that's in the second movie.
Is it? Okay,
yeah, I didn't think I was in there.
But he inherits a bar from his aunt, and he starts shooting porn up above the bar.
The thing you gotta acknowledge about the movie, though, is that as it is, it's already just a series of vignettes, basically.
Oh, absolutely.
So if you
yeah.
throw in all this other stuff, it's just gonna be even more all over the place.
Right.
At least there was some sense of cohesion with what they chose to include.
It's
Right.
And so, yeah, that's why it's like a not terrible movie, but at the same time, it's like, it's got nothing great, like, nothing good about
it.
It
doesn't deserve the notoriety that this usually gets from people.
Yeah, people talk about this movie and quote this movie. It's one of those type of things. It just isn't... By the way, what is train spotting actually mean? What, like, is there...
It means someone who's obsessed with... You've actually probably seen it. When you ride the commuter rail and you see like little kids like taking photos of the train every day at the same time every day, It's people who are like obsessed with the train schedule and they like get photos every time of it coming in.
Okay, which is like
what's that have to do with
synonymous
this?
Symbolic of a junkies.
That's the thing that they didn't mention this.
Yeah, I was wondering if they were going to touch on it at all
because the person who ties the title in is Begbie's father. His father who abandoned him, and that's why Begbie's fucked up, is because his father abandoned him like at birth. And he goes and he beats up this old homeless guy, and then Renton's with him, and Renton figures out that that's his real dad. The guy is like trying to talk to them about train spotting.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the homeless guy they beat up
is Begbie's father. Yeah.
Call back to Clockwork Orange of beating up homeless people.
Sure.
No, I'm serious.
I don't know if he beats him. I think he does beat him up. I don't remember. It's been years since I read the end of the book. But yeah, it's actually a pretty emotional scene because it's like Renton goes to the audience. It goes like, oh, kind of get why Begbie acts the way he does is because he's trying to make up for the fact that he never had a father figure or whatever. And he acts like a macho asshole. This is what he thinks what a guy should be.
I will say I kind of like the fact that they don't try to justify that these characters are the way they are. They aren't like, oh, well, like, you got to understand, like, he was abandoned by his father. Like, that justifies him being a fucking piece of shit.
No, it's literally like a two-paragraph thing, but the fact that you... catch that little vignette there with him beating up the old guy. And it's like, oh, I kind of see how these guys relate to each other and kind of how they might be so short.
Right.
And that's why it works.
The book's a different animal, so.
Obviously. But that's what Trainspotter comes from. It's that Begbie's father is a train spotter.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're a Fagbie.
And then it's also, again, it's like you get that piece before when Renton, like, rips off Begbie, basically. He's the one who organizes that whole big drug deal. And it's like, oh, fuck, he knows that thing about him, and then he ends up going to jail over it. Oh, yeah, that's the thing. He goes to jail over the whole thing. at the end of it. Begbie goes to jail over the whole drug deal.
Yeah. Because he's fucking up that, like, hotel room they're staying
at.
Yeah,
yeah.
And he gets back for the whole,
yeah,
the whole thing. And so it's funny, too, because in the sequel, Sick Boy keeps sending gay porn to Begbie in jail and laughing about it in jail. Pretty funny. Yeah. It's a really good, honestly, just everyone listening, read the fucking book and fuck the movie. Not fuck the movie, because it's not terrible either, but at the same time, it's like, just save yourself.
Not worth the hype.
Yeah, it's not worth the hype. Exactly. It's like Donnie Darko.
Darky Dono.
I like
that. Sorry, Darky Dono. My bad.
Darky Dono.
I think I like Donnie Darko, Darky Dono better than this movie.
I actually personally do too, movie wise.
You do? You hate Donnie Darko.
I hate this too.
Excuse me?
You hate Darky Dono.
Darky Dono.
Darky Dono. I actually kind of see them pretty similarly, honestly.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
I was kind of like, oh shit, I gotta watch that. But then I looked at the runtime and I was like, oh, I remember it being longer, but it just feels that way.
Tight 90.
Yeah. You know, part of the reason I picked it is because it was on Netflix. Not even
pretty,
joking.
And how long have I been bitching at you guys
to watch this movie? You know what I mean?
We've all seen it. Don tried to watch it multiple times. All
right, let's do the reviews.
All right, yeah, let's get the numbers.
I don't hate this movie. I actually like a lot of scenes. Particularly, I like the real surreal shit that they did with it.
Same not here.
The baby I hate. Part. No, I disagree, not the baby dude. Part. I not hated the baby part. It, dude. I was
some
like,
of it works. Some of it's really
exactly.
Pretentious.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then a lot the of the, also. Scene. Can I just say two things that I really want to comment on? Soundtrack, excellent.
So yeah.
Also, costume design, excellent. I really like the costumes in this movie.
What are you talking about?
Fag. No, I'm with you.
Yeah. They look cool. All the characters look cool.
All those
cool.
things that you mentioned, cool. I'm with you on.
Also, I just wanted to also say set design.
Production design?
Production design, really fucking good.
That toilet was appropriately disgusting.
Yeah, exactly. I really like that
the
stuff.
Worst
toilet in Scotland.
Toilet in Glasgow, yeah.
The acting is pretty good.
Great performances.
It's just good. Like they didn't have much to work with, to be honest. Not nothing to work with, but it's like it's just like it's so touch and go. And again, there's not like a great story arc throughout the whole story.
Yeah, like I said, just
it's like a series of vignettes, a series of fucking set pieces. Yeah,
it's very loosely held together. The whole thing,
for sure. I guess I'll give this like a 5.5. You know, it's like you should watch it and it's not shit. And I actually, it's like, it's enjoyable to sit through somewhat. But at the end of the day, it's like a dog chewing on a rubber bone, if you know what I mean.
Rubber carrots?
Yeah, rubber carrots. Dogs just fucking love them, man. It doesn't have anything, like, it doesn't have a staying power, if you know what I'm saying. Like, it doesn't have something, it's not something that I don't know, whatever. 5.5. I like the movie, but I don't love it. And I really hate that first scene.
Yeah.
Lost for Life sucks.
Yeah,
but I like the song. I just it's not a good scene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that
it
opening
makes it seem so madcap.
Yeah, it's
it doesn't capture the seriousness, or not even seriousness, but the tone of the movie. It misses it. It misses the mark.
Yeah, because it does kind of... the entire movie isn't like that.
Yeah.
It's a very stylized movie, but that opening...
It makes it seem cheeky.
Yeah.
It makes it seem like a fucking romantic comedy or something. Like,
yeah.
It's like, not romantic comedy. That's not the right
idea. Those heroin addicts at it again.
They're so crazy.
Those ragamuffins.
Yeah.
Like, it's a Benny Hill fucking...
Yeah, I was hoping this would be like A Clockwork Orange, where I like watched the first like 15 minutes of it a bunch of times, and I was like, "This fucking sucks. These characters are so annoying, and like, just how
what the point
how,
of the movie
exactly,
is,
yeah, and how just how giddy and just like raping someone while like fucking singing Singing in the Rain, just like I was like, what
it
the
seems
fuck?
Like brutality for the sake of brutality. It's,
yeah, that's why I assume, which is probably why people in high school liked and talked about, like, yo, he raped her and he was singing, kid.
Oh, it's crazy,
dude,
it's kid.
So fucked.
Yeah, like similarly. People who like this are like, yo, they do H. Like, I think you would have to sort of romanticize hard drugs to, like, really, like, think this is anything, like, to write home about, which I don't, obviously. But, yeah, like you said, good performances.
Nothing to really complain about on the production side. Yeah,
there's nothing you can. There's nothing you can really be like, this ruins the movie for me.
For sure.
Other than the style at times is grating.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like
very hipstery.
It is, yeah. It really is. But it kind of
hipster before it was cool,
I was just about
right?
to say, yeah, dude, actually, this came out hipster, in like fucking like, what, 97? Like, this is pre-hipster. Right.
Wow.
When's the book set in?
86.
Okay.
But still, this is a pre-hipster.
Technically, true, yeah, man. But it kind of still hits the same notes.
Yeah. So, yeah. No, there are definitely scenes, though, that, like, work. Like, we talked about the overdose scene. There are moments where this the style really works and suits the material, and there's other times where it's like you're just it's style over substance,
right?
Which I find more often than not it was style over substance. Mm. I'm also gonna give it a 5.5,
especially the baby scene.
That scene is so annoying.
I just hate that whole scene because it's
burned into my memory. That's probably why I didn't want to watch.
Is it inaccurate?
Like, yeah, it's not true. Like,
but you know what's so fucked up though?
I mean, sorry, it's what
withdrawal
is from. It's just like feeling like, oh, my tummy hurts and I'm fucking sweating and shit.
Like, I'm sure it's horrible, but like you're not like seeing fucking like images
and
fucking.
You literally visualize, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Actually, you kind of do have hallucinations from alcohol and Xanax withdrawal, by the way. But he's not fucking heroin. Speaking from experience here.
Yeah, he's heard. Yeah. So yeah, 5.5. I think it's worth watching for certain scenes, yeah. But overall, there's not a lot here.
I really like that scene where he fucking is overdosing. It's
so
good.
That was cool.
That like saves the movie almost.
A bit, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's my story.
Marshall?
I personally would give it...
Say what you like and what you don't like, too. All
right, what I really like is the true grittiness of, like, just kind of the life of...
Also, sorry to interrupt you, but I just want to say I just do really like how it gives you kind of a slice of Scottish life.
Yeah, like Scottish
being
working.
Being Scottish shite. I don't know what you're talking
Scottish
about.
I like
working
that monologue.
Class. Yeah.
He's like, doesn't it make you proud to be Scottish?
We
He's
got
like,
being conquered by wankers.
Yeah, being Scottish.
British are just wankers, yeah.
Yeah, but all right, so what I was getting at is like I really like the whole like grittiness of that time period, because at that time period it was a social economic like that part of the world wasn't doing that well.
They still aren't.
Especially during the 1990s. And
it was
the
80s.
All right, whatever.
Set in the 80s.
Yeah. Shot in the 90s.
Iggy Pop was touring.
Right.
It's the same.
All right, regardless.
Ziggy Pop.
Iggy.
But regardless, he... fuck, what was I saying?
I don't know. Is the shrooms hitting you?
A little bit.
Let's wrap this up then.
Yeah, wrap it. All right.
Give the review.
My shroom review is the baby scene. I still don't like the baby scene.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, we
that
of us
really
too.
Fucking took me out, man. Fuck that. But the overdose scene where he's falling
into the carpet, yeah.
The carpet.
That's good.
That's what everyone thinks like taking heroin is like. You know what I mean?
Sinking into the carpet.
Yeah. I'll give him props for that. So that's why I'll give him like a 6.5 rating.
Okay. Fair enough.
Right. Fair enough.
I'm gonna keep mine short and sweet because
Marshall's peaking.
Well, that too, but you pretty much touched upon the things that I like. I like the soundtrack. I like the surreal things in the movie.
Yeah.
Most of them.
Most of them, not the baby.
And some of them seem kind of lazy and just to be pretentious.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
But even...
I think this is his freshman film, right?
I don't know about that.
Or it's at least it's an early film.
I'd almost be more impressed.
This is directed by Danny Boyle.
Danny Boyle. He did 20 Days Later.
Yeah.
Sunshine, Marshall really liked for some
I like
reason.
Sunshine. For some reason.
I'm actually going to say one of the things I do like in the whole fever dream baby scene... is when he lifts up the sheet and Bigby is in there and he's like, you better get, I can't do a Scottish accent. He's like,
You better
kick this smack or
oi, mate.
I'll kick you in the nuts or some shit. And then he
I'm going to beat your fucking ass.
And then he like rolls over and then it's like he's gone kind of thing. That
I'm
was actually
just picturing the actor. I'm just picturing the actor laying up next to the bed because that's what he was doing.
Because that's what definitely, he did.
But yeah.
It was. I like the way that was shot. So there's even points in that that I like, but the baby takes you the fuck out of it.
Yeah.
That's all I remember from this movie is that fucking shitty
it's
looking
so
baby.
It's so iconic at the same time because everyone remembers.
Good,
no, I know, but everyone knows this movie from that baby scene.
Every high schooler
scene,
at Stoughton High School, Massachusetts.
But did it not do its job? You know what I mean? Like,
no, it didn't.
It really ruined the
obviously
scene.
You got Iggy Pop in this for the soundtrack. And you also, with that scene when he's overdosing, there's a cool song playing too. I can't remember what song it is.
There's a lot of good music in this movie.
Even the shitty, like, this. 90s, I guess it'd be 80s.
There's a lot 90s of,
dance
a lot
music.
Of,
why
Reed,
do I think it's the
90s? There's a lot of Lou Reed. Perfect Day is the scene where he's overdosing.
That's the one.
Just
that's the one I was talking
perfect
about.
Day. I'm a fucking kike in New York.
But I even like the shitty like club music they have in here because it's very of that time.
But it's very of that time and the region too, you know what I mean? Like that's English people fucking club music.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
That would not fly.
I think
I think Scott and Don
Scottish.
Are on the nose.
Yeah.
I think this deserves a 5.5. It definitely deserves a watch. Maybe
and
two.
A little bit more too, but not quite.
Give it some time.
Yeah,
From what I've experienced from watching this movie multiple times, is it doesn't really get much better.
No,
I think the first time I watched
time you watch this is probably
the
best.
Best
time. You're
so I'm
gonna
like this
it.
Less.
Yes.
Fuck, I'm never watching it again.
Yeah.
Just keep it like keep how you feel about it now.
Okay.
That's gonna be the best you'll ever
just
get.
Just leave it alone.
Okay.
Wow. We just finished another Dr. Evan episode. So give a dollar to our Patreon and you get all access to all of them.
And stay
it's so
tuned
much fun.
For the release of that episode, which we did, The Screaming Skull.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, first you're going to be getting Plan 9 from Outer Space.
Right.
I still have to do that.
And then we're then The Screaming Skull, and both times we just talk about jacking off mostly.
Marshall's uncle.
Yeah. Marshall's uncle and jacking off.
And jacking off,
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Pretty much.
With that's, Marshall's uncle.
With Marshall's
yeah, about
uncle.
About yeah. My uncle, yeah.
Yeah.
And jerking off.
Yeah, so patreon.com/cinemapocalypse now.
But it's really in-depth commentary, believe me.
Yeah, we really broke down and analyzed the film, and it's...
particularly The Screaming Skull.
Yes, the similarities to the French New Wave.
In our defense, there's no analyzing that fucking movie.
That movie sucks.
Yeah. It sucked.
But anyway, check out our band. I know Denzel recently listened to our band, by the way, and said that he's a big fan of the Beach Boys. Ergo, he likes us.
Cool.
Nothing but hitmusic.bandcamp.com. Follow me and Gabe on Instagram at Scott Lizard Abrams and at Cheap Guitar Cheap Thrills.
Super like Marshall on Bumble.
Super like Marshall on Bumble.
Oh, fuck you.
What else?
Especially if you're a big titty fat girl, fat girl.
If you're a 30-year-old goth bitch, hit me up.
And then unlike him immediately.
You'll get his one free super like of the day, I promise
yes,
you.
Yes, and he will waste it on you.
But what do they get out of me super liking them?
Just the knowledge.
Validation.
The fact that they listen to this show and, you know, it's pretty exciting.
Get the clout.
What else? I guess we have a Facebook account. You can like us or whatever. I'm thinking about deleting my Facebook, by the way.
No.
Yeah, I don't really give a fuck.
There.
Yeah. Facebook.com/cinemapocalypse now. Be gay to yourselves and each other.
Eat butt.
Eat butt. Yeah.
Kill yourself.
That's how we're living anymore. Bye. Sorry, I didn't get my notes out yet. Didn't realize we were rolling.
So unprofessional. What is it? Truff?
Yeah, it's truffle hot sauce.
I don't like hot sauce, so...
What? It's not very hot saucy,
it's
really.
Not. It's
kind
more
of like
savory.
More truffle flavor.
Oh, no, that more umami flavor.
Yeah.
Do you know what umami flavor is?
It means savory.
Okay.
No, it doesn't.
It's like a soy savory.
It's
a really specific kind of savory.
Like a umami.
Okay.
You don't get it.
Do you know what umami is? It's kind of like it's like an umami flavor.
Yeah.
You know?
If I say umami like more, you should just pretend to agree with what I'm saying. Huh? Does this bring you memories?
My ceiling?
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right, can I just pause it until you're done?
I farted. Oh, it's so funny that I farted.
Yeah, it is really bad. Dude, go fucking check yourself.
Before you wreck yourself.
It's because I'm not wearing underwear.
Yeah, but farts don't stick around like that. You shit yourself.
Small, it's a small room.
It did smell like, it did sound rather like poop.
Go check your ass.
Oh my god, I think he did shit himself.
I did not shit myself.
It kind of smells like poopy in the room.
Oh, your fart smells like poopy.
Faggot.
All right. Why don't you have spray up here? You would know that one.
We didn't expect
is...
you to shit your pants.
Jesus Christ.
My bad.
Wait. He's got like keyboard cleaner over there. Just blow it out the door.
Stop. Don't do that. We'll
Scott's like,
high.
I paid $6 for that.
No, it's actually empty, first of all. But also, it's going to stink worse than probably that.
There's no way. But go ahead.
It doesn't even stink that bad. Come on.
It smells like poop to me.
Well, yeah.
Doo-doo.
Okay. Probably doo-doo.
Whatever, Brent. Doo-doo.
Yeah, that's my boy.
I'm afraid to close this door now.
Leave it open then.
I got like PTSD from that.
All right, you ready to watch this?
So ready. Let's go.
Okay, shut up, Marshall.